Joined now on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs, by Jake Sharp, former KU star, also Salina Central standout, and now he's in the business world, aren't you, Jake? How you doing, man?
Hey, Wade, I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and even better talking to you here today. So let's start with what you're doing in the world today, and then we'll go back to your playing days. You're trying to help athletes be as good as they can be, right?
Yeah, yes, we are. Athletes of all shapes and sizes, starting from 5 years of age, all the way up to, the professional level, and helping quite a few adults in between that just want to get healthy and lose weight and be fit.
All right, so tell everybody, what's the name of your business? Sharp Performance, right?
Yep, Sharp Performance, yes, sir.
Okay, so tell me exactly what you guys do.
Well, anyone looking to increase the overall performance, we're the guys to help. We've got some great trainers, with nationally certified backgrounds, and a lot of them have athletic backgrounds. One of our trainers was David Leonard, who played at the University of Wyoming for 4 years. Led the conference in receiving. I could go on and on about my trainers. We've got some great ones. But in general, we just help people move better, feel better. And especially on the sporting side, it just comes so natural that, we've been able to help a tremendous amount of athletes, and especially football players, since, it's kind of where we got our start, and it's just kind of snowballed. We've got a facility in Concordia, Kansas that we opened in August, really enjoying servicing North Central Kansas with health, fitness, and performance, and we've got two locations here in Salina, a big indoor facility, and then a country club fitness center that we manage, and it's going great. We're just helping a lot of people live better and helping athletes get where they want to go. So it's just been really rewarding. I don't know what else I would be doing because I'm not getting anything else either. So it's worked out well for me so far.
Well, you're doing something that you enjoy and you love, and that's important in the world today, no doubt. What about so girls, boys, what ages do you work with?
Our youngest client is 5 years of age. And really at that age, we just work on putting a foundation, a solid balanced foundation, an overall athletic foundation on those young athletes, a lot like gymnastics or karate, that type of development, the discipline. We focus very, very much on mental toughness and discipline. I think, with the, I don't know how to say it, but the millennial age downfall of parenting, implementing discipline, we've seen a lot of athletes who are quote-unquote soft and or don't have a lot of fight in them. So we like to instill in our athletes early on that when the going gets tough, keep on pressing. And, just making sure that these athletes are exposed to as many training modalities and different sports as they can. Being a multi-sport athlete, in our opinion, is the greatest thing you can be as far as developing an athlete. Now, there might come a time you're junior, senior year, if you're really getting serious about a certain sport, that you may need to specify and focus and dedicate to that. But, the best athletes I've seen have been athletes who've been exposed to all sorts of sports. And I think you've probably seen the same thing, Wade,
yep,
with everything you do.
Kudos to that five-year-old, because when I was five, I discovered Pudding Pops. So, that was a
close workout.
Yeah, it was a great workout. I lifted the Pudding Pop and ate three or four of them at a time, and Mom kept buying those, and I blame my mother to this day instead of taking personal responsibility for my actions. It started at an early age for me. Jake Sharp.
Pudding Pops are delicious.
They were, man. Yeah. They were awesome. They were really, really good. It turned me into Mr. Chunky for a while, but then I discovered, don't eat those anymore, and be active, and that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, lost in all of this in regards to the performance angle that you're talking about is, I know it's not lost upon you and your staff, but for people that are listening, is that this is also about fitness. I mean, you've got to be fit to perform.
Yes, absolutely. And again, the diet, the diet recommendations, that we give our athletes and our clients, it's really equal to the workouts. I tell people all the time, you can't outwork a bad diet. You can't out-supplement a bad diet. It's a circle. It's all encompassing, and it's really a lifestyle that you have to live. And athletes who want to be great, they understand that. And there's no facet of their life that they don't understand where they're going and how they're going to get there. So it all plays together. And you got to move. We work with some, 80-year-olds, some folks who have, haven't moved for a long time, and their bones are aching, and all of a sudden they start moving, and, just like an old car, you get that blood, that oil moving around, and everything seems to feel better and move better. You got to move, you got to use it. I think the number one cause for mortality is inactivity. Once mm-hmm. the body doesn't go anymore, it just decides that yeah. it doesn't have to go anymore. So you got to keep pushing, keep moving. There's no such thing as being too old, in my opinion, for things.
Well, I agree with you on that. My grandfather, my mom's dad, he had hip surgery in his early 70s, and he didn't do what they told him to do. And then he developed arthritis. He didn't go walking like he's supposed to. I don't know if he was a little bit down, And he sat in the lounge chair, and he watched some TV, and it just got worse and worse. And not long after, he was no longer with us. And I still, to this day, am convinced that had he been active and had he done what you were talking about and done what the doctors recommended, that he would have had a longer life. But I think you make a good point there. Let's talk about the football combine. You have that coming up, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do, Wade. April 29th. Registration deadline is actually a week from today. We've got about 450 athletes registered as of today, last time I checked. I imagine we'll be over 500. That puts us as the largest high school football combine in the state of Kansas, one of the largest in the Midwest, and we're very excited this year. We've got some great combine clinicians that are going to help encourage the kids and help them perform well. Jesse Urch from K-State, Tanner Wood from K-State, we got Carter Stanley from KU, also Deron Thompson from KU. So, some guys that the kids see, on TV playing Saturdays, and some guys that are, just less than 4 years removed from having to go through these combines and get themselves noticed. So they understand the pressures that these high school kids are going to be feeling. And having those guys come in and offer support, man, it's really, really cool. And just to be able to provide this whole thing, for free for these kids is, it's my favorite time of year. It's my favorite event. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. So it's just been really great.
So the combine that you have, you're simulated the things that they would be doing at a regular combine?
Yes. Most high school football combines, it's kind of trickled off the NFL combine. I have to be careful saying that. We don't have any affiliation. But I think the NFL combine kind of set the precedence for, hey, when you go to a combine, you should probably run a 40, a pro agility, a broad jump, a vertical leap. Maybe do a bench press, and we do all the stunt combine events that you would see at, say, like the Nike Combine, the Rivals Combine. It's a high school football combine, so we basically test these athletes out in various drills that gauge, football athleticism as overall athletic ability, and then we put them through some one-on-ones after that. We'll start about 10 o'clock. I bet we're done by 1:30. There in Salina on April 29th.
Okay, and tell people again how they could get a hold of you and how they could be a part of that.
Yeah, they just need to go to sharp-performance.com. Just sharp-performance.com, and the registration is available right there online. You can check out our Facebook, Sharp Performance. Very, very simple, very easy process, and would love to encourage anybody to come out and just check it out. If you don't even have an athlete, if you have a young athlete, maybe, that loves high school football and you guys want to come check it out, man, it's open house. Come out, see some stud athletes. We've got some kids coming from Kansas City, Wichita. There's a couple in Nebraska, Colorado guys. Quite a big event here, April 29th in Salina, Kansas.
All right, sounds good. Let's shift our attention now to the glory days for you. These could still be the glory days. Don't get me wrong.
I'm just starting to wait. I can afford food now. Instead of being a poor student athlete, making other people money, I got my own house. I don't live with five guys. It's a good time in my life.
true. And I don't want to get in an argument with you because I understand your point of view. But our sports director and I have been having this discussion the last few days. It's funny you bring it up. And I've had a chance to fill in and do some K-State women's basketball games on the radio and travel with the team. And I must say, you guys stayed in some pretty good hotels when you traveled, and you got to eat pretty well. And had you had to pay for that stuff, you'd be really poor right now.
That's true. I tell everybody all the time. I can't tell you how much I miss the training table, the meals.
Yeah.
I miss those greatly. If anybody knows me, knows what pig can I eat. I don't know how I'm leaning, but I eat way too much. I enjoy food.
It works for you. You have the right metabolism. Okay, so let's go back. You're, of course, a standout at Salina Central there in Salina, and then you went to the University of Kansas. I know, if I remember correctly, and I'm getting older, so my memory's not as good as it used to be, but it seemed like you dealt with some injuries early on in your career, and then, of course, you had a solid career at the University of Kansas. Just take us through the process of making that adjustment from high school and going to Division I football, and then, of course, playing for a home state school in Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind is just work, a whole lot of work. It just takes a tremendous amount of dedication and work to do it, and I tell a lot of our young athletes that, you know, that a lot of them just have these aspirations to, you know, play high-level collegiate athletics, and sometimes I chuckle at them because some, you know, they say that, and then I see them work, and I just say, hey, man, I don't, you know, you're going to have to change this and this if you're going to get there. And not only the work, but the support I had. Without the support of my family, my coaches, and just a ton of people, Wade, I got to tell you, I don't get it done. So I had a tremendous support group, and having had that, I'm very, very thankful for that. Any way that we can support these young athletes and foster those opportunities. And actually, speaking of fostering sporting opportunities, I'm actually the director of Kansas Youth Sports, a non-for-profit group that we started about a year ago that hopefully we'll be able to talk about that a little more in the coming years. It's going to create sporting opportunities for the youth of Kansas. But it takes a tremendous amount of support to do what I was lucky enough to be able to do. And playing with some great athletes there at the University of Kansas, I don't know how I could have lucked out better. You know, we won when I was there. I was surrounded by some great athletes, some great coaches. I got injured late, you know, some bittersweet moments. It never ends well for anybody, and that was a hard pill to swallow, to be honest with you. I kind of always felt, and to this day, I felt like I was good enough to play in the NFL. I just never got the shot. But if you look at the guys that play in the NFL, it never ends well for them either. At some point in time, they get hurt, or somebody tells them they don't want them to have the job anymore. So just having had that experience and the hindsight of that, just developed a lot of great understanding, I guess, for how life works. You know, you're never as good as you think you are, and as soon as you think you got it figured, you don't. And mm-hmm. And our senior year at KU was really that. Everybody got hurt. You know, we were supposed to be a 10-11 win team. You know, we were supposed to be really great. We went on, I think, a 6 or 7 game skid, you know, and just out of nowhere, things changed. So, you know, learning those life experiences, you know, it might be great one day or bad one day, but it could change at the – you know, the drop of a hat, because that's life. And, man, I wouldn't change it for anything. Have a lot of great, great times. So
we're talking to Jake Sharp, a former KU player, and runs Sharp Performance Fitness Elite Training there in Salina. And so I have to ask you this question, and there are some people out there may know the answer, some people may not. Of course, there's KU football and there's K-State football. Why KU and not K-State?
You know, at the time, Coach Snyder was on the outs. It was his first time that he was leaving. Mm-hmm. I guess after his however many years he'd been there, you know, building up the Kansas State program, and KU had shown interest in me from the start more so than anybody. They were my first offer. I'm a huge Nebraska fan. My dad grew up in Columbus.
Wow.
And I begged Bill Callahan to recruit me, and he would not. He also missed out on Danny Woodhead. So,
well, that's why he's no longer a coach. That's why he's no longer a head coach at Nebraska, obviously. That's where he messed up. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I tell you, you know, we beat Nebraska 76-3. Coach Mangino would always harass when we play Nebraska. He's, hey, did they recruit you? Because I did. and it's so true. It was so funny because the fact of the matter was there wasn't a better place to play than KU when I was lucky enough to be there. And I spend a lot of time at K-State now, now that Coach Dawson, who is and Coach Meredith, who are my strength coaches at KU when I was there, they're now the strength coaches at K-State. Beautiful weight room. You know, the Veneer family here from Salina has really invested a tremendous amount in that program there at Kansas State University. And I really like to walk through the Taj Mahal of weight rooms whenever I can, and let me tell you, it's in Lawrence and it's in Manhattan, Kansas. You know, you can't be for profit and have a gym like that. So
No, you're right about
pretty
that.
Pretty awesome when the budget's there's no budget and you can build the
yes.
I call it the cathedral, the church of weight rooms. Yeah. So pretty tremendous.
It is pretty amazing what they're able to do with facilities nowadays compared to back in the day. Do you stay in touch with some of your former teammates there at KU?
I do. Notably Kerry Meyer and Todd Reising, kind of my offensive buddies and my quarterback and my wide receiver. I'm actually, Kerry's getting married here in late May, and I got to go down to Atlanta for his wedding, and couldn't ask for some better buddies. You know, went through a lot of growth with those guys, and obviously Todd Reising, he's the smartest guy I know. So when I run into stock advice or overall advice on how to position myself in a business move, I give Todd a call, and he clears it up pretty quick for me, just like he did on the field.
What's he do now? What's Todd do? Where's he at? What's he do?
He's he works in the financial industry. Okay. He lives in Austin, Texas. Works for the Hank Booth, one of their operations down there. And
okay.
Just a CEO, wears a good looking suit and tie to work every day. A little far cry from myself, but Todd's making power moves on a daily basis. And I got to tell you, probably the smartest guy I've ever met. Definitely the fastest thinking guy I've ever met. Todd Reising, hats off to him.
Well, KU needs another Todd Reising for the football program because, you can tell David Beatty's turning things around, but it helped when you guys had a guy like that to lead the way, and even though he was undersized and under-recruited, you guys certainly don't do the things you did without a terrific guy at quarterback, huh?
No, we don't. And just a whole lot of hard-working guys. If you go back and watch those tapes, I mean, it's just amazing how – and I didn't realize at the time how hard we played. You know, there was some – man, we played hard, and that's – you got to have that atmosphere. You got to have that culture. And once you build that and get the buy-in, then you start winning. And it's just so hard to build. I mean, it's like a business. You know, building a college football program is like a business. It's so hard to build. Once you get it there, it's a lot easier to sustain. But, man, chipping away at that stone trying to get there is a – difficult thing,
right?
And once hopefully you get the right magic, you can keep it there. You can't do that playing musical coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think the KU football program is one of the most mismanaged mm-hmm. collegiate football programs in the history of college football.
Agreed.
And the record reflects that, and I think we need to leave David Beatty there for 10 years and give him a chance to build something. That's what I think. So
I would agree with you on that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Jake Sharp is our guest here today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. I would imagine you have pretty good relationships with a lot of coaches, especially in your field of expertise now with your business. Is that true? You're talking to a lot of different coaches, and those relationships are also important, getting the word out about kids that are trying to play D1 or D2 football, whatever it might be.
Yes, and that's really a tremendous part of our high school athletic training side. We aren't just trainers, and we're not a recruiting service either. We'll never take money to offer recruiting services, but we will email, call. We keep a large list of contacts of collegiate coaches, and really having that ability to get our athletes that we work with in front of these coaches is very crucial in helping them get noticed. If they don't know you're there, they don't know you're there. You're never going to have a chance. So if you're putting all that work in, it's nice to be able to maybe go to a camp or clinic, and I can be there talking with Taylor Bratt from K-State and point out a guy like Josh Revis and say, hey, you need to offer this guy a scholarship. And, Josh Revis is going to K-State, and I certainly can't take claim and responsibility for that, but being able to be involved with those athletes like Josh and great coaches like Taylor Bratt at K-State, or Coach Beatty, kicking my butt because we lost, Josh to Kansas State. I told them I did my best. at the end of the day, it's about these kids, and the
sure.
best decision is going to be for these kids, and what they make is their decision. So, another athlete we worked with for probably 7 years, he actually came to my first speed clinic ever when I was in Wichita, Kansas. Was Hunter Coffin, and now he's walking on to play at KU.
Uh-huh.
And I tell everybody about Hunter because I think he's going to be one of the staple walk-ons for that KU football program and Coach Beatty's rise. Very excited with what he has going on up there. And I'm actually going to be going up there, not this Saturday, but next Saturday for the spring game, and see all the guys. And I guess, reminisce a little bit. I'm not too old. You know, I wouldn't call them the glory days yet, Wade.
Yeah. I'm a little older than you, so I'm more qualified to say it than you are. But you'll get there someday. You will.
Yeah, I'm not 30 yet, buddy.
Wow. Oh, yeah, okay. That made me feel great as I just turned 40 a year ago. Thanks for that, Jake. Well, our interview has ended. We appreciate your time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. One last question for you, though. We always end our interviews here on the Sports Ticket with an off-the-wall question. I was trying to come up with something clever and creative for you, and I was thinking about this last night, and this is the best I could come up with that's be a little bit different and actually off the wall, and that is, your name is Jake Sharp, as you're well aware of. The question I have for you is, if you could have a different name, what would it be? And what I mean by that, for instance, let me give you an example. For me, my name's Wade and my last name's Gershner. Now, what would be really cool would be Wade Waters, because it's Wade in the water. Wade Waters, what a perfect name. Maybe not. But Jake, you know, I have actually heard of a kid named Razor. And I think if you change your name to Razor Sharp, that would help all of your promotional tools and your, how cool would that be? Razor Sharp Performance. There you go.
You just named my son.
Oh, right I did? There. Sweet.
Got to call him Razor.
I haven't even met Jake yet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be the godfather of his son. Did you hear him say that? Oh, no, he didn't actually say that.
Razor.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I was thinking, you know, some like Waylon or something.
Waylon?
You know, maybe some country name, but Razor.
Yeah.
That's pretty, you know, Arkansas-esque. Maybe I can entertain it. You know, I'm trying to give my kids every chance they get. I don't know that if Razor get made fun of more than people liked it, but if he was a stud athlete, it'd probably be pretty cool.
I think it would be a perfect name for a linebacker, Razor.
For sure,
Razor, and you could spell it. You could spell it differently too. You could be very creative with it. You know what I'm saying? You could mess with people. You could spell it R-A-S-O-R. I mean, like, how do you get Razor out of that?
You know, Dad just loved his Polaris, you know. He would drive that thing all over the place, you know. Loved his Razor. And so he named me Razor, I guess. So.
There you go. See? There you go. That would be all right.
Hello, Wade. That's pretty well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, well, I try to be creative every once in a while. I got too much free time on my hands, apparently. Jake, let everybody know before we let you go, once again, the combine, how people could get signed up for that, and anything else you want to add before we let you go, man.
Yes, April 29th, the combine is in Salina, Kansas, largest high school football combine in the state. To be freshmen and to be seniors are all welcome. It's free. I mean, that's the big thing. This combine is free of charge, something we do for the athletes and you know, people of Kansas. And you can go to sharp-performance.com. That's sharp-performance.com and get registered. Also, check out our Facebook site, Sharp Performance. Anybody has any questions, just shoot us an email, give us a call. We'd love to help. And again, we, you know, anybody who wants to be healthier and live longer, you know, we've got facilities here in Salina as well as Concordia. We've got great personal trainers that are looking to make that step into health and fitness. Well, we're here to help. So, Wade, I appreciate you, and we have to get you down here to move some weights around sometime soon yourself.
Yeah, I could do that for a little while. It should last a couple of minutes before my back goes out, but you can help me with that.
You got to start somewhere, man. We'll be smart. We'll take care of your back, man.
Okay.
All about how you train.
Well, you know, I got to carry so many people on my back here at the radio station that it tends to break down every once in a while. So
no. I understand. I have to wear a weight belt every time I go to work.
I wear a belt to work, but it's not a weight belt, I must say. I'm not quite moved up to that point at all. Jake, man, I appreciate the time. Say hi to your future son Razor, and we will be back in touch with you down the line, and best of luck. We appreciate the time today, man.
Wade, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, take care. That's Jake Sharp, former KU star, Salina standout, and he is the owner and founder of Sharp Performance. Learn more, sharp-performance.com. Well, that's the first time I've done an off-the-wall question with a guest, and I actually answered it for the guest. That's the first time I did that. But it just came to me last night in a dream. Razor Sharp. How cool would that be? And to name a kid, your last name's Sharp, name your kid Razor? I'm telling you, that'd be sweet.